This is Deacon Michael Pascarella from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Friends, today I want to share with you one of the most famous passages in all of Scripture. It's from the third chapter of John's Gospel. Listen, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." When I was 11 years old, I was playing baseball with my buddies in the church parking lot of my home parish. I was up to bat, and I saw the pitch all the way, and I nailed it. But suddenly the ball started drifting to the right, and it crashed right through the kitchen window of the rectory and landed in the middle of the pastor's salad. All of my friends ran away, and I was standing there all alone, holding the smoking bat. Even though I was very scared, I knocked on the kitchen door of the rectory, still holding the bat. I told the pastor what I had done and that I was very sorry. He forgave me, and that removed my guilt. But he told me that I had to go home, get my father, and come back, because we had to pay for the window, repair the damage that was caused by my sin. I went home and I told my father what had happened. My father thanked me for being honest. Then we got in the car and drove back to the church. My father spoke with the pastor for a few minutes and then gave him the money to pay for the window. The guilt of my sin was removed by my sorrow and the pastor's forgiveness. But the punishment that was due to my sin was removed by my father, who paid for the window on my behalf. Friends, when we sin, it's like hitting a baseball through a window. We cause damage to three things: our relationship with God, our relationship with others, and we also hurt ourselves. The damage caused by our sin needs to be forgiven, but it also needs to be repaired. We can't do this on our own. But God loves us so much, he became one of us, and he took on the punishment that we rightly deserve. And that is what we celebrate during this most sacred time of year. Dear Jesus, we are in the midst of the most holy time of the liturgical year, as we celebrate your love for us, that through your passion, death, and resurrection, you paid the price for our sins. Help us to allow you to enter into our lives each and every day, so that the damage caused by our sin may be repaired through your grace. Amen. And may God bless you.